I made it to wood guts as scarce till I couldn't, I had to quit. Mm-hmm. You just, the way we done it, we stripped it by hand. Well, I had what you call strippers, hand stripper. Mm-hmm. Top it, cut it down, pile it, and then haul it to the mill. Mm-hmm. Now, we had power mills. We had the old three roller mills, and we had the two roller mills. Now, the three roller mills was a later model mill than the two roller. Mm-hmm. But the three roller mill was much easier fed. Mm-hmm. You see, you could open the front. The two front rollers, mm-hmm. and tighten your two back ones, mm-hmm. and the front one where a hit was loose, hit it just if you ever stuck a cane to it, hit caught it and it went on through, mm-hmm. and then hit it, feed it to them back rollers and hit with mash when it went through that. But you take a two roller mill, you had the key hit up, mm-hmm. and you just had to just man it in there. Push it in there for it to take it, don't you see? Mm-hmm. And if your cane broke, it was a job to get it in there. Mm-hmm. But, and then some had kittles, some kind of had pan, what they call evaporator. Mm-hmm. And the evaporator, you see, the syrup, the juice went in at one end, juice was running in here all the time, the syrup running out down yonder all the time. Cooked faster, it went right on through. But I used a kittle most of my time. Mm-hmm. I've got an old kittle out there right on, an old mill sitting out here. It tore up, I mean, it's a part of it. Mm-hmm. Man borrowed it and I had brought it back out there and set it down and never didn't even put it back together. I don't know what to find old pieces for it or not.
Mm-hmm. How long would it take to boil it down?
Well, my kettle held 100 gallons. Mm-hmm. But I'd get up and try to have all one by sunup. Mm-hmm. One cooking. Mm-hmm. My day's work was 5 boilings. They call it a boiling syrup when you fill that up. Mm-hmm. Right, I'd cook all 5 boilings. I'd put one on and I'd skim that. Mm-hmm. Go back in the morning and fire it up, and then I'd get 5, I'd cook that and then pour more and skim another 5 boilings a day. Mm-hmm. If you had a lot of rain, that 100 gallons, I had no hit to turn out 15 gallons of syrup. And if it was real dry, 18, 20, 21, I have got high as 21, mm-hmm. out of my boiler.
Did you ever skim something off the top to make something you could drink?
Like beer? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That come off of any of it. Mm-hmm.
What did you call that?
Well, they called it skimmings, mm-hmm. cane skimmings, and some called it buck. Mm-hmm. Some called it cane beer, and some of it skimmings. Mm-hmm. Some called it, well, it had a dozen names. A lot of times they would have some good old nigger, neighbor nigger around there. They'd save him a barrel of it. Mm-hmm. And he'd carry it off and some called it pot and some moonshine and someone. Uh-huh. And he'd bring you a gallon of it. That's where your Christmas whiskey come from. Mm-hmm. That was way back on it. Mm-hmm. But it would make whiskey. And some of them would set them back a barrel. They called it working off, you know. Whenever it hit this, you know, it was just in a boil. Mm-hmm. All right, all of that settling and skimmings come to the top. Mm-hmm. And that would be about glass water in the bottom. And a glass of it would knock your head off. And they claimed that we'd all fatten up when we started to drinking that. It would fold, you know. And